The souls that God has given us, our spirits. Our spirits which found a way to swim through the immense network and live in the infinity of space. Is not the human body a mere shell? A form of existence all too small and weak for consciousness with such vast reach and potential.
Rarely content, breathing fire amongst the combustible, fictitiously force-fed, bred to feel pressured and uncomfortable, searching continuously for quick and convenient contents, misconstrued throughout these over-processed continents, complex creatures breathing barely, we the masses of men and women, delve deep within sorrow daily, no time to be anything but unhappy cogs in a giant machine, but we don't bleed oil and grease, blood and perspiration are what's released, for we are living creatures, not automatons lacking raw emotion and passion, jigsaw pieces from multiple puzzles, fused together in this uncomfortable snuggle, sailing under false colors, feeling smothered by our own sisters and brothers. A zest for life diminishes, under banners of intoxication, flown as a cover. What is the linchpin of mankind's struggle? Is it the greed that clouds our innate perceptions of the world? Or that never-ending mind-consuming quest that sends us Mach 2 into the epicenter way over our heads? Blindly we throw stones over shoulders, caring not where they fall, but finer fruits cannot be plucked by such misguided, fumbling fingers. Alas, the paradox of our plight lingers and lingers, a stale stench coated in coagulated corrosion, but the benchmark continues to rise, higher and higher towards the painted skies, whose colors have been punctured by the shadows of skyscrapers and blurred by neon lights reflecting within the smog swarming. History repeats itself, we should use this factoid as a warning, but the snowball effect continues, and will only cease when the last of our kind has been laid out like broken dolls, play still forever, until we venture to remember the days were better. My anchors are the beautiful creatures and primeval forests, the picturesque pure moments that harvest emotion from the farthest reaches of the inner marshes. Walking upon eggshell bridges of feet of iron could be the harshest lesson, and as we grow older the dangers only increase in number and frequency. Change is a miracle we should conduct in secrecy, it's heaven sent if every child begins the world again. Why are we encased in these same patterns of amber? Change is a miracle we should all attempt to contemplate between fits of boredom, rapid breaths, cups of coffee and meaningless sex.
I believe with precision across this obstacle of intervention, hindering my impedance between fire, water, and Eden. This is a symbol of defiance where the stars are radiantly perspiring. Mother Earth, where the reverend grows, destroying these goals of noble souls. Dragon fire for this neglected breath, burning refuge torn within myself. Suicide machine melting beneath this ever-waking dream. Angels spreading their wings, their footsteps are heard but seldom seen. The anguish held within these wooden hands, one more day spent buried to sand. Yes, for it's the only way, praying for rain, hoping to wash away this pain. Believing in dreams, for they remain asleep. Within these gardens of sympathy, they shall forever disappear and remain a memorable mystery. Simply put, we gather, listen to the heartbeat of the woods, mesmerized by the aroma of a burning wound. Witness a struggle on glory afternoons, for I am a shadow commuting this material world. Open arms, just welcoming in the herd, and I am a tree stationed on the outskirts of Chesapeake Bay, bewildered with anticipation, bearing the scars of all of our future generations. And we march, soldiers of fortune, pillaging through invisible villages. Master commander, state your penmanship, embark on a journey to withstand these venomous virtues. Here the truth will always come back to hurt you. My alliance was nullified by the violent, piercing these friendly fiery skies. And these gods don't recognize that our children are continually dying. My alliance was nullified by the violent, piercing these friendly fiery skies. And these gods don't recognize that our children are continually dying. My alliance was nullified by the violent, piercing these friendly fiery skies. And these gods don't recognize that our children are continually dying. My alliance was nullified by the violent, piercing these friendly fiery skies. And these gods don't recognize that our children are continually dying.